Blog Talk Radio.
ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Yesterday, I inadvertently thought we had the new updated version of Summer Madness. Heck, last day of summer today. They told me that yesterday. I think I told you that, too. Dr. Stanley Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Garden Network. Hey, cool. Sunday wrap-up. Got Dusty with me. Jump Shot Jones, you should be joining. Maybe get Danny All-Strike Styles and Naz from Atlanta. Black quarterbacks. Woo. Bridgewater. Yeah, it was ridiculous. People questioning. Well, I see who the person was questioning, so I understand it's not ridiculous when I think about that person. Franchise quarterback. Could have been the starting quarterback last year for the Jets. Could still be there with the Jets. Not Atlanta. Better place for him to be. Dak Prescott. Cowboys 3-0. Beat up on Miami. It's remarkable now. I was going to see what they say about Dak's win over the Dolphins as opposed to Brady's win. And once again, that old thing where you give a black coach a bad team, say go win. Then when things get better, he's gone. AKA Cleveland Browns. Mets trying to make that last ditch run. CeCe Sabathia saluted today at the Yankee Stadium. I'm looking at, I think CeCe got, to, and Dusty, while we're, before I get you, can you look up to see how many wins CeCe has? Because I don't understand how Doc Holliday got in the Hall of Fame with 203 wins. Exactly. He won 103 more games than he lost. But, hey, it is me. I'm going to say the Hall of Fame. M-Chat should be joining us. I should be adding some more Docisms to me. I'm running around trying to do some things here today. 24 hours ain't long enough. But it's today. I read something that was really crazy. A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus. How's that happen? Welcome to that Blog Talk Radio and the Trust in God Radio Network. We're going to always open up prayer. You know what? I got to use some prayers too that sent me. Alan sent me today. I can use a couple of those. Apparently, I can use them. Thank you. Summer Madness. Before prayer, let's do a little something I usually don't do, but I'm going to do it. We're going to open up. I was going to play the national anthem, but Now, this, he gave me this here, and Big C, we have to get him to get us a the updated version of Kool and the Gang. But we're going to open up with a song by Charlie Wilson, then into prayer, and then into our show today. Doc Stanley, Sports and the Blog Talk Radio and Trusting God Radio Network. And it's something that we can say at the end of the day that we all are.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets.
No.
Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed.
Blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm
yes.
Blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Yes.
Blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets.
No.
Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm
blessed.
Blessed.
I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Hot, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
And we will open with John Coltrane. And this was some of the things my sister always sends me. Now, how do we get back here? But Coltrane is acting up here. But we'll go on without Coltrane. Helen sends me these daily prayers, so I'm going to read a couple of them to you. Good morning. Today is a new day. Make it special. Let that smile play on your beautiful face. Forget what might have been. Focus what can be. Have a lovely day. And she sent me another one, too. She sends it every day. She sends it to me. So here's the one she sent the other day for Friday. Live your truth. Express your love. Share your enthusiasm. Take action towards your dreams. Walk your talk. Dance and sing to your tune. Embrace your blessings. Make today worth remembering. And send me the one for Sunday. Let's get that one for you. A Sunday prayer. Well, actually, good morning. God bless you. Happy Sunday. Great week ahead. And the one before. Today I pray that God would grant you more than what you wish for, bless you more than what you ask for, and give you strength to overcome all adversaries in your life. Enjoy God's blessings today. Amen. Amen. So that's our prayers for today. As always, John Coltrane, a little problem with Coltrane. I don't know what's happening to Coltrane. And I always say, we thank you, God, for clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on our table. And with that, we got Dusty, we got Jump Shot. We're going to, I don't know what's happening with our music here. Hold on, gang. All right, some problems here. Don't worry about it. Okay. I got Dusty, I got Jump Shot. Dusty, what happened last night with Kid Chocolate in that fight? Dusty? Okay, I'm not hearing you, Dust. What happened now? Did I lose you? Dusty? Jump Shot? Okay, I'm saying we're having some difficulties here. Wow, this is not good, gentlemen. Let's try this one more time. And we're having some technical difficulties. Got an opening song out. And my goodness. Hold on, gentlemen. We should have this all together in just a minute. Larry, we'll try you again. Would that work? Nope. That's not working either. Blog Talk Radio, we're trying to get... Wow, I'm upset here now. Wasn't going to do a show. Maybe do one tomorrow. Last day, Cleveland Browns were 6-3 leading the Rams in Cleveland. They won a big game here Monday night in New York. Cleveland Browns and the Giants used to always be in the same division. And then they changed the divisions. Cowboys stayed in the division. Giants stayed in the division. Philadelphia stayed in the division. Washington stayed in the division. Cleveland left. Thought about that. Cleveland left, yeah, because the Cowboys were at. Tom Landry was the first coach, I think, to have 14 consecutive winning seasons. You know, he was the defensive coach of the Giants, along with a guy named Vince Lombardi, who was the offensive coach of the Giants. And the thinking was that they were, one of them, going to be elevated to head coach with the other one right behind them. Didn't happen. And Lombardi went to Green Bay, and everything happened for them there. They ran roughshod over the Giants and became the dominant team of that era. Trying to find out what the problem is here. Don't know why we're having problems here, gang. Should be hearing you, Dusty. Should be hearing you, Jump Shot, but I'm not. So I'm going to ask both guys to call in and come back. Let's see what happens if we call back. That's not even working either. All right. Kid Charlie fought last night. Jump Shot, earlier, black quarterbacks. One time they said they couldn't do it in NFL. Well, Dak Prescott has got the Cowboys 3-0. Tony Bridgewater, I don't understand what the question was about Bridgewater. Here's a guy who was the franchise quarterback of the Vikings. All pro season, 29 touchdowns, 22 INTs, Pro Bowl, face of the franchise, got hurt, injured. Just exercising. All of a sudden, he wasn't there anymore. Sent him to the Jets. And, you know, it's remarkable that he was the veteran, and you got rid of him and kept Darnell, when I think if colors had been reversed, you'd have told the young black quarterback, let's learn from the mature veteran quarterback, like Fitzpatrick. This guy just gets a job every place. This is remarkable. they get your job everywhere. That's all he said. I guess a lot of it has to do with being the complexion of the connection. Looking for NASA joiners. I'm going to do something here and see if it works out for us. So hold tight, gentlemen. I don't know what the problem is. I apologize. I've got you both set to come on. But for some reason, we came on good with our music. We moved into Mr. Wilson, prayer time. And now, pray tell, we're having a problem. Well, okay. Let me see, gentlemen. If not, then we will just, I guess, move along. I'm really upset here. Didn't want to do a long show, but I wanted to get Dusty's insight on what happened with the fights, and also jump shot, as we could talk a little football here. Jets will be playing on the road again next week, and then they'll come home in October and face the Cowboys. Wow. My goodness. The Browns, which, you know, they ain't the Patriots, which they did to face today, and got the Cowboys coming along, too. Yeah, Dusty? I know. Yeah, but for some reason, you're not, I don't know, we're having, Dusty's calling here, so some reason, let me see, you know, Dusty, let me put you on, you know what?
On the phone.
Hold on, you know what? I'm going to put you on speakerphone. We'll do it for you. Dusty. Okay, hold on. Okay, got you on speaker. Dusty, what happened last night with that Kid Chocolate fight?
Well, the Kid Chocolate fight, like I told you, we know him for a long time, Kid Chocolate, as I started before. And, but I think it's time for him to decide on another career because he's the type of guy that all he had to do with Pedro Angulo was to just stand there and use his powerful jab and move and circle and move. But he wanted to do a Danny Jacobs and almost got murdered. I mean, Pedro Angulo is just the usual dog self. He lives up to his name. I mean, body punch being pounding, kick poker to the point that I thought he was going to just stop. You know, although, ironically enough, I had Kid Chocolate winning by 2 points, and one of the judges gave it to Kid Chocolate, which was a justified decision. It was a split decision. I think they gave it to Pedro Angulo for his tenacity. I mean, a man alone, I would have given it to Angulo because Kid Chocolate is a bad. He wants to compete in the super middleweights. And let me tell you, next week there's two animal super middleweights who are going to fight for a title unification. I don't think he'll go past the first round with those two guys next week. They gained it a 10 round because Angulo still slowed down a little bit and Chocolate was able to jab himself out of harm's way. But the thing is, what I don't understand, that Kid Chocolate was under Freddie Roach. And he left the professional training to come back to Brooklyn and so trained that I've seen at Gleason's gym that I, you know, that go home to what you're caught with. I mean, just like Howard Wesson says, they're trainers and pretenders to be trainers and they're teachers. This guy, I've seen him before, he doesn't show me anything. And he was in Kid Chocolate's corner. But kudos to the trainer who kept screaming at Kid Chocolate, stop this nonsense, don't exchange punches, you don't slug with a slugger. But here, I don't know, his macho or plain boxing stupidity, he just wanted to trade with the guy. But when he boxed him, he was able to pull out the rounds. That's why many judges pulled it out. It's just,
You know, Dusty, Kid Chocolate hasn't been the same fighter since he gave up his title. Remember, he gave up his title, turned down the biggest payday of his career, and then when he came back, he comes back overweight. So he's never been the same. The last of Kid Chocolate we saw was the guy who gave his title up, who turned down the biggest payday of his career, and then come back against Andy Lee and loses.
Andy Lee, who was a walkthrough with Kid Chocolate. and Pete Sorgeron dropped him. I said, oh, man, the next two rounds, he's going to go early. He lets Andy Lee smack him all over the place, dropped him on the freaking canvas, and it wound up, I think it was a draw. And he was able to keep his title because it was called a draw, which could have been an easy knockout for him. So, you know, he's always giving you the impression that he's ready, and yet he's not ready.
You know what, Dusty, I think going back at that, I think that fight, Andy Lee kept his title because I'm correct. I mean, Kid Chocolate came in overweight, so it was no longer a title fight.
That's
sad and touching. You haven't fought, and you got a shot at the title, and you know, and we told you, and Jump Shot, I'm going to tell you, when Dusty hangs up, I want you to call in, and we'll do on the speakerphone. You know, you got a strength coach, you got a stretch coach, you got a conditioning coach, you got a trainer, and you're coming overweight. Everybody should be fired, Dusty.
What next for him, I don't know, but if he's on a tango with those Gorilla 68 pounders, he might put on a bulletproof vest because he's not going to last. That's my opinion. And then Sammy Farmer, you have this guy, Tomas DeRome, and this Olympian who I've been following for all this time, and he fought under Sammy Farmer. He looked pretty good. In a way, I was glad he fought and beat the newly fought Terrell Williams, because this Terrell Williams is a guy who almost killed this young kid, Pritchett Colon. And he's the guy that I told you many years ago, he came out of punching Pritchett Colon. Pritchett Colon complained to the referee. The referee did nothing. And then at the end, the guy wound up with a freaking blood clot. And he almost died. He's a vegetable now. His career is over. His mother's taking care of him. His father's taking care of him. He doesn't talk much. He's in a wheelchair because of the dude last night. And this dude was never managed by being competent referee any more than the medical people. So, brought some bad memories for me when I saw him last night. I was hoping that the woman would just knock him flat on the back as we made for him. But, he beat him anyway. And in fact, he knocked him down in the last round in the 10th round and really made a mess out of him. But still, in all, that dude should never even been allowed to box because he purposely, I counted 9 rabbit punches in that fight. And the referee did nothing to acknowledge. So anyway, that's the wrap up of yesterday. Next week, you know, we have
Spence and Porter.
Spence and Sean Porter.
Yeah.
And that pretends to be a big time fight. You know, you and I discussed the justification of making a pay per view, but it's the two unique welterweights in the country, first of all, and they're fighting each other instead of running away from each other. And it's a title unification. Both have titles. Whoever wins will walk out of the titles. And like I told you, this fight is such an ugly fight that I really can't say who's going to win, who's going to win, because you know my NFL football player who makes a living as a boxer could put a record on Spence. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll start off as a pick-up fight and win. After the second of the round, see who will be getting the better advantage, you know. But and then in the semifinal, like I said, you have two middleweights like Big Chocolate. We even go what's going on with these guys. So it's fight card, and I can understand why the promoters wanted to bleed money out of it and made it pay per view. 2 elite welterweight champs fighting for a title, and then you have another title shot, which is Andre Durrell fighting David Benavidez. Benavidez is one of the toughest, hardest hitting young Mexicans and super middleweight in their history. Super middleweight, and he's going to challenge Andre Durrell. So basically, that's what it is. Of course, down the line, we got Canelo with Kovalev, and we got Triple G for the discarded IBF middleweight title that was taken away from Canelo. So we have, towards the end of the year, we have some pretty good, interesting fights. And am, man, we can't complain.
Yeah, I heard you talking. I said you got a lot of nerve because you'll be watching pay-per-view. Like I said, Dusty is so into boxing that if they had the undisputed Roach Championship of the World, Black Flag against Wade, he'd be right there in pay-per-view. Come on, throw that left hand. Dusty, thanks for joining us. I'm going to have Jump Shot call us on. We're still having difficulties. We'll definitely be talking about these fights during the week. And once again, Dusty, thanks a lot, baby.
Okay, thank God. God bless you. Say hello, Jump Shot, man. Too bad we can't converse and argue, but take care, man. I'll talk to you later. God bless.
Yeah, if anything can anything change, I'll get Jump Shot.
Yeah, give me a if you pay the rent and you get your electricity back, then you can call me back.
Yeah, Dusty, you didn't have to go there. Later, Dusty. Okay. Doc Stanley Sports Net Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Glory. We're having some problems here, so I'm going to have Jump Shot call in on speakerphone, and we'll talk to him. I apologize. I don't know what's happening here. But what's happening is that I'm not getting either one of my guys online. Bridgewater, the Saints won today. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys won again today. And they kept pace with the New England Patriots. We're now 3-0. We all know about. But I got a picture here in the collage of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is remarkable. Talk about the greatest player of all time. And somehow his name doesn't seem to come into the conversation or gets in and out. So an interesting piece with John Sally, where Sally talked about some things that I hadn't heard before. Wow. So, wow. Having problems here all around here. So I'm looking for Jump Shot to call me, and then we'll talk to him about today's football happenings, and then we'll leave. And I'll have to give Blog Talk a call because shouldn't be having these kind of problems, and I don't think it's coming from our side of our Bronx studio today. Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk, Radio, Trust and Cover Network. Yankees have copped the division. Braves have copped the division. The Houston has got their division. And my man Panama told me something today. Can you kind of plug? You know, the Yankees and the Twins have a chance to do something that no other team, baseball team, has ever done. Hit over 300 home runs as a team. Wow, that is remarkable. And you would have thought, well, not really, because in the Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig era, they were the two home run hitters, and in DiMaggio's era, he was the sole home run hitter per se. On that team. And I look at Ted, when Ted Williams won the Triple Crown, each time he won the Triple Crown, he hit like 39, 36 home runs. It just shows how the pitching was in those days. Man, 37, 38 home runs was enough to win the home run title. I think Darryl Strawberry won the home run title hitting 39 home runs. I got to check it up because they were saying no man has ever led the league in home runs, but Darryl did lead the league in home runs. And that was the year he got shafted out of the MVP when they gave it to Curt Gibson instead of Darryl Strawberry. I always say there's a big anti-New York sentiment when it comes to these major awards. I don't know how Aaron Boone has got to be manager of the year. And a couple of years back, I thought Girardi had a couple of years that at least he should have got MDR of the year. Willie Randolph, wow. You know, the year that they gave it to Girardi, it was remarkable. Girardi got fired, wasn't there at the end of the season. His team had a losing season. Remarkable. Had a losing season. He was got fired. Team had a losing record. He was manager of the year against Willie Randolph, who took his team, won the division, and into the playoffs. And they kind of tell you things ain't like that anymore. Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard. Never looking for Jump Shot to call us. I hope he does. And if he doesn't, we're going to close out here. I wanted to do about a half-hour show, but I thought we can converse to both guys. But it doesn't seem to be happening, and I can't get any other music to play here? If I can get that. No. Don't have to do with my board. I'm going to have to complain. Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust in God Web Network. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Larry Hardesty will normally close. Live your life today. And you have to stand before God tomorrow. I simply say from the bottom of my heart, God bless you all and trust in God. Okay, Jump Shot, so I don't know what's going on here, but things are going crazy. But anyway, okay, I got you on speakerphone, so as I had told you to do, Dusty had called in, thought you'd listen to us, so let's just go through it now. What's happening with the Jets? What's happening with the Mets and the Yankees today?
The Yankees are winners today over on the Blue Jays, and Luis Severino started 5 innings, no earned runs. Looks good as he's the postseason roster for the Yankees. I believe the Mets won today. I didn't get the final score for the Mets concerned. I believe they won to beat Cincinnati.
Yeah, they were big. What was the final score in that Jet game today?
30-14, New England.
You know what? That says something for the Jets, because and the defense scored all the points, but New England could only get 30 points off of them as opposed to the 43 that they got against Miami, and the 30-something they got against. So, you know, my thing is that the guy who won in New Orleans in Seattle today could have been the guy that maybe could have got him over today and Monday against Cleveland. The question of the capabilities of Bridgewater, I thought, was just ridiculous. Jump Shot?
Yeah, well, if you can't get Bridgewater, does anyone have Colin Kaepernick's cell phone number?
You know, that's remarkable. And Patrick Farrar talked about that as we were at the Browns game, and the Jets were down to their third-string quarterback, and Pittsburgh had lost their number one quarterback. Eli Manning has long been done and should have been replaced. And quarterbacks were falling like flies all over the NFL. And the NFL has said they were wrong. They had basically said they had blackballed Kaepernick. Guy's been out for 2 or 3 years, and you know, nobody's calling him. And then, you know, they're taking other guys out of the phone booth, the broadcast booth, and in the words of Howard Weston, sad and touching. Sad and touching. And as long as things change, they remain the same. You know, I said something the other day, it was kind of to the truth. Every day in America is black and white, and our Jewish sisters and brothers seem to always be right, you know?
Well, seems like to me there would be a lot of opportunity if there is no collusion, but we know there is, so
yeah, you know,
it's pretty evident.
Well, yeah. Ali says he's not the complexion of the connection. Okay, do we have updates on that Cleveland game, Jump Shot?
Yeah, the Rams are winning 20-13. There's 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and Baker Mayfield just got sacked, so the Browns are getting ready to punt the ball back to L.A.
I'm not impressed with Baker Mayfield. Not impressed with him at all. And, you know, well, I know how I feel about the person, attitude he took toward the coach that played him. But so many overthrows last week, this Monday. He misses guys. I just don't see him being just a lead quarterback. And you couldn't have two better set of ends than the great Beckham and Manning. So I just don't see all the hoopla of it. This guy just is not doing it. He's not doing it. They should have beat the Jets by a bigger score. They had a 6.
Well, actually this season. He doesn't even have to be that good. They'll probably get into the playoffs this year, more than likely. You know, as long as they can go 9-7, because of the injury to Ben Roethlisberger and everything that's going on with the Steelers may set them back this year. I'm hoping that it doesn't ultimately result in Mike Tomlin
losing his job. Yeah, losing his job. Well, you know, Jump Shot, we remember that they got rid of everybody under Tomlin except him. So this year could be the coup de boo-boo, as I say, with him. Looking at today, you know, the Browns will be 1-2, a team that you thought now would be at least coming to this game 2-0 and probably win this game. They had a chance 3-0. So 1-2, you know, they got some tough teams in the division. Now, you got to win games. You have to win. The great teams always win games they have to win. That's what made the Celtics great, the Yankees great, the Pistons great, the Bulls great, the Giants great, the Dodgers great. They always beat the teams. I remember Larry Bird talked about when the Cleveland Cavaliers won a couple of games against the 76ers, and the Cavaliers just started playing so much better. And I remember Larry Bird said, you know, all this is the Sixers' fault. I love Larry Bird. All this is the Sixers' fault, he said. And, you know, you got to beat the bad teams. You know, those games you can kind of should count. And beating the Jets didn't look impressive. Beckham doesn't break that shot, man. You know, that was the backbreaker, but they should have been up by a lot more points, and they're about ready to seem to lose a game at home. You know, your home's got to be your throne and your domain. And I'm not impressed with Baker. You know, watching him live this week, watching him on television, you know, quarterback is supposed to pass the ball. He doesn't seem to be an accurate passer. Too many times overshot guys, under guys, the Heisman Trophy winner. You know, he's not showing me anything. And I hope I'm wrong for my man Beckham's sake and his other sidekick. But right now, Baker Mayfield, there's questions. And especially if they lose this game tonight. They're 1-2. Winning tonight would have been big. You won on Monday night. You come back and win on Sunday. And then they have a bye next week. I don't know, Jump Shot. Not impressed at all.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay, only because of the dynamics of the division. Cincinnati's in a rebuilding mode.
Yeah, yeah.
That potentially could be two division wins for the Browns. The Steelers are now, with their Roethlisberger being out, I mean, the backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph, he did pretty good today, but they still lost to the 49ers. So while he's making that adjustment, and there's still questions about James Conner Simon Schuster, J.J. Schuster, Smith, as the number one receiver. But the Steelers right now are a little bit of an influx there.
No, Jump Shot, you're being kind. You're being kind with your terminology. They lost Bell, they lost Brown, and Brown leaving there seems to have lost his mind. So, you know, they're not the same team. No, that game that came up the opening season, the Steelers against the Patriots at Foxborough, when they were both at full strength, it was some kind of football game, as we see what it turned out to be, just a one-sided affair, a stepping stone toward the defending champions winning the opening game at home. Yeah, interesting to see Cincinnati. But, you know, a guy like Mayfield right now, he's not a sure shot.
Shot over. Interception, Cleveland. Bad pass by Jared Goff off the fingertips. 2:46 left in the game, fourth quarter. Cleveland still has a chance to tie the game. They just got the ball back on a turnover. Ill-advised pass probably thrown by Jared Goff. I'm sorry.
He's
in the lineup.
Who's that?
I don't know why they just don't run him.
Yeah. You know, and this guy from, I don't understand where he got all his money from. All he got was 3 points in the Super Bowl. I didn't understand. He got 3 points in the Super Bowl. They beat the Cowboys off the running game, not his passing game. And, you know, one guy was saying, well, let's forget his first season. We can't forget his first season. They thought they had made a mistake. And only because of the play of the defense and the running game has he elevated, or they elevated the team. I don't think it had anything to do with his ability at quarterback. And if you, as far as I'm concerned, I saw it in the Super Bowl. 3 points in the Super Bowl? 3 points? And like I said, the game against the Cowboys had nothing to do with his passing. It was strictly running. You know, once again, I'm heavy on this. Complexion connection. You know, it's, you know, he gets his money up front, and Elliott has to sit out to get his money from the Cowboys, like the Aikman and Emmitt Smith situation. As often as things change, they remain the same. America, America. My country, 'tis of thee, not really. Doesn't care or show any respect or love to me. Doc Sandy, Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Government Network. We've got a couple minutes left to go there, you said, so I guess we'll hang in there, Jump Shot. Cleveland will try to tie the game and at best hold on for a draw But this is a game. I mean, the Cleveland Browns right now should be 3-0. 3-0. You know what I mean? But they're not. So that's what it is. Yankees going into the playoffs. Houston going to the playoffs. Dodgers going to the playoffs. So we have some good. Want to say a shout out and congratulations to my dear friend, the greatest first baseman I saw day in and day out, Don Mattingly. Got a 2-year extension. Now I need to get him some players. And you know, the Hall of Fame is perpetrating the fraud if Don Mattingly is not in it. You know, if you can put the likes of Enos Slaughter, Pee Wee Reese, Phil Rizzuto, Ryan Sandberg, well, the greatest fielding first baseman in the history of baseball, MVP winner, batting champion, you know, just one of the great, great players ever played a game, Yankee captain. I don't understand why he never got a chance to manage Yankees, but if Don Mattingly doesn't get in the Hall of Fame, then the Hall of Fame is perpetrating the fraud. In a lot of ways, it already is. The one that does need to check up how many, I think CeCe Sabathia won 270 games. Doc Holliday won 203 games. I don't understand how a guy gets in the Hall of Fame with 203 games. He won 103 games more than he lost. But for me, I'm not putting him in the same breath with Koufax, Marichal, Gibson, Seaver, Feller, Lefty Grove, Whitey Ford, Steve Carlton, Clemens, Vida Blue. Man, sad and touching. Well, what's the update on that Cleveland game there, Jump Shot, before we close out of here?
The Rams. Cleveland does have the ball. Baker Mayfield is trying to move them down. There's actually a minute 54 left. Second down and 10. Cleveland has the ball in midfield. Trying to move downfield to get the tie score.
Okay.
Also,
talk a little louder, Jump Shot. You're on speakerphone.
D.C. Sabathia, who is winding down his career here, and Pinstripes. He will be on the playoff roster. But C.C. Sabathia, probably a future Hall of Famer, winding down his career here with the Yankees at age 39. Unbelievable. And to the final postseason and his final year with the Yankees.
18 years in the big leagues, 11 of them with the Yankees. I thought about Mariano Rivera, 19 years. I thought maybe Mariano should have tried one more year, but he had got hurt the year before. He's going to go after 18, so he made 19 only because he got hurt at 18. But I thought he should have maybe pushed it one more year. But, hey, you know, they know what's best. CC, 18 years. 23 years, Carlos Dempsey with the Boston Red Sox. Willie Mays played 23 years, and he played 21. But the Giants, he would have played, I think they would have played 20, they would have played 22 years. Willie would have played 24 had he not went to the military. Okay, Jump Shot, we're going to hold on while you give us an update on this Cleveland game. Dr. Danny, Sportsnet, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Guard Network, sorry for these technical difficulties, and they can't keep happening here. But Jump Shot, we're going to hold on, let you give us an update on what's happening. Sportsnet, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Guard Radio Network.
The ball. Baker Mayfield. Oh, Jarvis Landry. First. Cleveland's got the ball now down at the Rams 22.
Okay, Jump Shot.
Cleveland has the ball. There's a minute left in the game. Cleveland is moving the ball now. They're in Rams territory. 20-37. I'm down. The pass is complete. They have it down to the 9-yard line.
They need a touchdown to tie the game?
The touchdown to tie the game. A flag is down. It's against the Rams. Okay.
personal foul. Aaron Donald, number 99, the star defensive end for the Rams. He got penalized for roughing the passer. So now that's 15 yards. First and goal, Cleveland. 33 seconds left, and after the tie game, possibly turn it into overtime.
Okay. Stand
by
here. Doc Sandy, Jump Shot, Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard Network, bringing you the update of this game.
Let's give a shout out today to Jacoby Brissett of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are 3-0. There was a whole lot of hoopla made about Andrew Luck and his sudden retirement. There were season ticket holders in Indianapolis. This man retired that wanted to refund their tickets.
I guess because of between the shock of Andrew Luck suddenly retiring and then the potential of a black quarterback in Indianapolis now having to take the helm, Jacoby Brissett. But so far it's worked out. So far they're 3-0. And Jacoby, I think, threw for over 300 yards today. So he's keeping the Indianapolis Colts relevant. Kudos to him. Cleveland has the ball second and goal on the 6. Baker Mayfield. Nope. And complete third and goal on the 6-yard line. 37 seconds left in the game. 20-13, Los Angeles Rams over the Cleveland Browns.
Well, we're not moving until somebody's losing or the game is tied. So, Doc Stanley and Jump Shot here.
We got 37 seconds left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Third and goal on the 5-yard line. Baker Mayfield is calling signals. He's dropping back to pass. He's looking. He throws the ball in the end zone. Incomplete. Looking for Jarvis. No, I'm sorry. Looking for Tim Harris, the tight end.
Where's Beckham at?
Beckham is should be on the field. Well, this is it. Fourth and goal. Beckham was on the field. He's covered. Fourth and goal. This is it for the game. Can't get a first down. They must score a touchdown. They're at the 5-yard line of the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay, here it is. It's showtime. It's the game.
But this is it. This is what they paid Baker Mayfield for. Can they make it happen?
We will see.
Kudos to Pat Mahomes today. Again, over 350 yards passing. Kansas City is also 3-0. They beat the Ravens and Lamar Jackson today.
Mm, good. That was a showcase game. Two elite young black quarterbacks. There was no losers there. Mahomes picking up where he left off last year.
Okay. Here we go, Doc.
Okay.
They call timeout.
Okay.
Okay, Los Angeles called timeout. So 33 seconds left in the game. Fourth and goal. Well, you'll see Teddy Bridgewater next week, next Sunday. You got the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott, and Teddy Bridgewater and the New Orleans Saints will play next Sunday evening down in the Big Easy.
Hmm. Wow.
Should be a good game.
Should be a good game. Good game indeed. Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trust and Guard Network. Difficulties, technical difficulties, not within our control. Jump Shot is coming from live from the Brooklyn studio into our Bronx studio. Dusty came from our Queens studio. The Cleveland Browns are trying to tie up the football game. They were once leading. The Cowboys won. The Saints won. And the Colts, who were screaming and yelling about Andrew Luck, may have run into some good luck. Now they're 3-0. Here we go.
33 seconds. Baker Mayfield dropping back to pass. He's being chased. He's being chased in the end zone. Intercepted. Incomplete. The Rams are going to win the game.
Is it a penalty?
No penalty, no flags.
Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth Blog Talk Radio.
So the Rams are a winner today. Quick bet there on Baker Mayfield. They ran him out of the pocket. And with Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry on the field, he couldn't get it done. Too much pass rush there. He threw it into the end zone, and the pass fell incomplete. Actually, it was intercepted.
Wow. That's even worse. Jump shot. Closing thoughts real quick.
Kudos to the Rams tonight for holding on. Congratulations to the Yankees this week for clinching another Eastern Division title as they get ready for the playoffs. The Mets are three and a half games out of the number two wild card. Kudos to Daniel Jones, who came in and to the quarterback sneak, was able to put the Giants in a position to win. Certainly the rookie kicker on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers helped the cause by missing the 34-yard, what normally would be a chip shot, but he missed a 34-yard field goal. It was actually wide right, which was reminiscent in that same stadium, Raymond James Stadium, Bill Parcells' second Super Bowl win against the Buffalo Bills. Wide right. It happened on my birthday in 1991. Wide right. As the Giants won their second Super Bowl with Bill Parcells, same stadium. So the Giants will win it again in Raymond James Stadium. Wide right. Matt Gay, the rookie kicker for the Buccaneers, could not get it done. So Daniel Jones, who threw for over 300 yards today, got his first win and his first start as a New York Giant. That's where we are.
Thanks a lot, Jump Shot. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Glory Network. Leave you with three thoughts. Live your life today. Have to stand before God tomorrow. Larry Harsey loves that one. Dr. King, life's most persistent but urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And Muhammad Ali, service to others is meant you pay for your room here on earth. Might as well continue. Roberto Clemente, I am my brother's keeper. Nelson Mandela, and my brothers come in all colors. Muhammad Ali said, I never looked down on the people that looked up to me. And then there's Dr. King. The ultimate measure of a man is not the way he stands in times of covenant convenience, but how he stands in times of trial and controversy. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, the Trust and Guard Network, Jump Shot, Jonesy, and Dusty. I simply say from the bottom of my heart, God bless you all, and trust in God. Thanks, Jump Shot.
Good night, all.